the Fun Factory, amusement arcades, the Big Dipper, well, it's the Rock and Roller, actually, and a big wheel. There's only one place you get all that on the Lincolnshire coast. We're in Skegness, land of the very first Butlins, and still a day out of choice for up to, well, the council says, up to 4 million visitors every year. It's also the land of the fish and chip shop. They are everywhere. And as The Economist magazine puts it, where you get a good fish and chips, you get good support for UKIP. Let's see. Do you think you're going to vote?
Yeah, I'll definitely vote, yeah. You know, a bit fed up with all these immigrants coming in, taking all our jobs. So that gives you an inclination which way I'm going.
Well, funnily enough, we've just had three UKIP vans go by saying vote for a better Britain. I get a sense maybe that's the way you go.
Yeah, definitely. Why not give them a try? You know, we'll see what happens.
You'll be voting as well, won't you?
No, I never vote.
Really? Not even this time?
Never, ever.
Why is that?
What's the point, to be fair? Because we never get what we want.
So when we were just talking about UKIP as a different, an alternative, does that appeal to you?
What's that?
Nigel Farage.
Oh, Nigel Farage. I'm not against them. I'm not racist or out like that. I just think because our population's quite great, it's quite big, so then we're the ones that are, like, not getting the jobs.
It's like when I was working in this quarry and I was talking to this guy, like, and he was the manager there, and he says, we're setting another 60 Portuguese on. So I said, why? What's the matter with our lads, like? He says, oh, they're £10 an hour cheaper. So, you know, that's where our jobs are going.
Fish, chips, peas, chilled sausage and chips.
Mandy Frisbee is the owner of Tony's Chippy. What about migrant workers? Would you, do you?
Oh, yeah, we had a senior member of staff here. She walked in here, she'd only been in England a week. So her English...
Where was she from?
Poland. Her English was a little bit tentative, to say the worst. My main concern was the money aspect. You know, could she sort of work with the English money? And she did great, and she worked for me for 5, if not 6 years.
So when I speak to some of your customers here, and they're really quite adamant that they were quite clear to say, we're going to vote UKIP because there are too many foreigners coming in and they're taking our jobs. And I just wonder what your response might be to that.
Well, I disagree with that. I mean, we've got supply and demand. I live further away from Skegness in an area where vegetables is the main bulk of the revenue there. And I notice myself, when I have a sign in the window for staff, I very rarely get English people that come. And the ones that do, to be perfectly honest with you, no disrespect, don't really want the work. Some of them, the benefits they get, they don't need to work, in my opinion. When you walk about Spalding, you're very lucky to hear an English accent. But when the snow's on the ground and they're pulling Brussels for your Christmas dinner, you know, the English people aren't worried then, are they? They'd be a bit upset if there was no Brussels out there.
So can you tell us which way you're going to vote?
Conservative.